He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
All right, folks, it's Friday. We did it. I'm Drew Berquist. This is my show. And because it's Friday, it's booze and banter. So cheers to you. Let us know what you're drinking. Got an IPA here, just something kind of refreshing as we finish off the day, finish off the week. Before we get going, and keep sending in those comments, guys, we'll get to comments and questions as we go. But big shout out to Mammoth Nation. They are our great friends who take great care of us here on the show. They, guys, America's conservative discount marketplace. You hear about it all the time. Tons of stuff there. Vetted pro-America companies. You get to save on products and services that you're already buying. So head on over, check it out. It's mammothnation.com. You can save 30% by using promo code Drew. Also to our friends over at UFM Underwear. Boys, take care of your junk. You just got to. Got to. It's important. Especially with people threatening child limits in our own country, in America. It's insane. So take care of your boys. You can do it at UFMunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save. Hey, June. Hey, Wanda. Glad you're here from Alabama. Lori. Couple Loris, in fact. Denise, Sarah, Scott, so many great people. Diane, glad to have you guys all here. Keep those coming in. Kathy, we're glad that you caught it live as well. Hey, Whiskey over on Rumble. So let's tackle a few things like we normally do on Booze and Banter. I'll kind of start the conversation. I like it. Helen's got Irish coffee. I think that's maybe what you had last week, if I remember. There's lots of comments that come through. I might not. Hey, Barbara. But we'll start off. Like I usually do, I'll fire out some topics. We'll discuss things a little bit, and then we'll open it up to your questions and comments. I'm going to try and end a little bit early today because it's my wife's birthday, and it's Friday, and we got to go celebrate. We got some celebrating to do. But Biden tried speaking this week. So he spoke actually multiple times, but he tried speaking on how what was going on with the supply chain crisis, all that, something that he's, of course, created. And I should say he tried speaking is the key thing here, the key phrase, because this was the beginning right here of one of his speeches. Take a listen.
I'm joined by the executive director of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, Gene Sirocca, and Mario Cordono. I apologize, Mario. And the president of the International Longshoremen's Union, Willie Adams.
Apologize there, Mario. So great start, right? You're just starting your speech and you get it wrong. Great start. But in fairness, how could Joe know how to fix this supply chain issue that he started when he's been working on the supply sane issue? According to him, that's what he says here.
I want to thank my supply chain disruption task force, which we set up in June.
That's it. That's what it is. It's mixed wires, crossed wires. They don't know. He's working on supply chain issues. Others are working on supply chain issues. We solved it, folks. We solved it right here. Demolition, great. Great question. What did he say there? We don't know. Greg, good to see you. Glad you're here in Florida. Appreciate you being here today. James, Mike, so many others. Randy, good to see you as well. So he struggles to speak. That's nothing new, right? We know that about Joe Biden. We laugh about it. It's funny and it's not funny all at the same time because the world is laughing at us and we are having some serious and very, very significant problems right here in our country. Things that we have to sort out. We've got to fix. And one of those things is not just the supply chain, not just the gas prices, the inflation, the draconian mandates, all of that stuff. It's this guy's leadership. It's this administration's leadership. And I know it's not him. I know it's his handlers, but it's this particular administration and what they're trying to do. And one of the things they're trying to do is divide us. And yet he was there saying yesterday that we need to not let vaccines divide us. Take a listen.
Let's be clear. Vaccination requirements should not be another issue that divides us. That's why we continue to battle the misinformation that's out there. And companies and communities are stepping up as well to combat these the misinformation. Southwest Airlines, at the head of the pilot, the head of the pilots union and its CEO, dismissed critics who claim vaccination mandates contributed to flight disruptions. School board members, religious leaders, and doctors across the country are fighting misinformation and educating people about the importance of vaccines. All of these efforts are going to help us continue moving the dial to eliminate this disease.
So, in other words, basically what Joe's saying there, we can't let this divide us. What he's saying is just do what I say. Just do what I say, and this would be easier on everyone. And to be clear, he makes a comment in there about fighting misinformation. Look, if you're pushing some BS theory that's totally radical and ridiculous, then yeah, you're not helping, and I'm not for that. But I'm even more against pushing mandates, requiring papers in the United States of America, right here at home, requiring papers. And what you are referring to, the problem with your statement is it would make sense if you were just saying we have a problem with misinformation. Sure, everyone could agree on that. But what you're actually saying is, and what you're referring to as misinformation, is in almost every case, just simply views, comments, opinions that you feel go against you, that you feel are threatening to you and your administration and this agenda and this narrative that you're trying to push forward. So don't be confused and fall into the trap. They do things like this all the time. Well, we got to push back against misinformation. Okay, define misinformation. Because we can agree on that on principle, but they're clever. They use statements like that. They use names like Black Lives Matter. Of course Black Lives Matter. You're damn straight they do. Randy, you had it right, Drew. Pussing. Yeah. Freudian slip there. But they're good at this. They use this tactic of just do the right thing for the man next to you, the woman next to you, your neighbor, your brother, your grandma, your whoever. Do the right thing for society. No. You should, but you got to do the right thing for you and not do something just because they're telling you to. Hey, Matthew, good to see you from Switzerland. Anarchy, good to see you, fellow Minnesotan. Glad you're here. So know when they say misinformation that it's really just what it's just like them calling people domestic terrorists who push back against their opposition. Well, you're spreading misinformation. No. They're spreading opinions that are different than yours. And in many cases, when it comes to pushing back against these draconian mandates, are correct. They're correct. Hey, Upchuck. Hey, Christian. Good to see you guys. And people complying with what he wants, what the people behind him want, Fauci wants, all of them, people fully complying with papers, with COVID passports, vaccine passports, that's never going to happen here. You're not a king, Joe. Please understand this. You're not a king. You're not in charge of anything. You're honestly just an elected official. Finger parents for those of you driving or working out or whatever you're doing. You're an elected official that works for who? That's right, for us. You work for us. You don't get to just tell us what we're doing and then get pissed when we don't do it. That's literally just not how the system works. I know that DC politicians and people there think that it goes that way now. And we've let this creep and creep and creep, and we've got this slippery slope thing happening where politicians think they're rock stars. They think they're almighty, all powerful. No, they're comfortable. They're complacent. They're power hungry. And that goes for both sides. Goes for both sides. But you're not in charge. Much like we always talk about how people can only take your freedom from you if you give it to them, right? That's how that works. That's how that works. But people only have power over you also. It's the same thing. It's the same discussion, really. But they only have power over you if you give it to them. So don't. Joe's not your daddy. Joe's not your boss. He's not your king. He's an elected official who's supposed to do things for the good of the majority of the American people, which he's clearly not capable of doing. But let's do Dos Equis, Raven 6. I like it. And you're right, Lori. Over on Facebook, it is all about control for Democrats. That's always been their game. But we got one last clip from Joey, though. He says that the United States government has bought enough vaccination for your kids all over the country, as they try to get this approved for ages 5 to 11 years old. Take a listen.
Now, I know parents out there are anxiously waiting for a vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The good news is the FDA and outside experts from the CDC are set to make its determination as to whether the vaccine will be authorized for that age range in the next few weeks. If authorized, we are ready. We have purchased enough vaccines for all children between the ages of 5 and 11 in the United States. And it'll be convenient for parents to get their children vaccinated at trusted locations. And families will be able to sleep easier at night knowing their kids are protected as well.
You guys can sleep easier at night. Just go with it. Again, just go with what Joe says. What Doc Fauci says, you'll be good. You'll be good. And look, you guys know my stance on this. If you're new, welcome, by the way. Fridays are different. Everything about Fridays are different. It's casual. We have a drink. I go over a topic or two, very unformatted, and then ask you. You guys ask some questions. You send some comments. We get into it, and then we get out of here. It's just the way we end the week. But you do what you want to do. You, on an individual level, you as a parent, you as a family. They're your kids. I've got four of my own. I've got enough to worry about here. So you just got to do you. But understand how good children's immune systems are. Your children, my children, most. Are there some that are compromised? Of course. But we're not talking about these rare outliers. We're not talking about the fraction of a percenters. We're talking about the majority, which we need to always focus on when we're talking about these issues. Of course, there's someone who's dealing with this and someone who's dealing with that. That's awful. We feel for them. But we need to talk about what is going to affect everyone. And the vast, vast, vast majority of these kids, their immune system is outstanding. And then you've got to understand, even beyond these kids aged 5 to 11, and you could say any of the age groups, but they're talking about here 5 to 11 for the FDA approval. Understand how good almost everyone's odds are with this virus. This age bracket, of course, being the best off, but all of you, you're still in the high 90% for the oldest age demographic. Again, your call. I think you should do some very real research, dig deep within your own soul, talk to the medical professionals in your life that know you, your circumstances, and make a decision that you and your spouse and your family feels best. Don't feel forced into doing anything. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Justice for all, we're seeing before our eyes our country crumble due to power and control. Sadly so. Sadly so, because so many people are falling prey to this. I have to do the right thing because they're telling me I have to, and if I don't, I'm a douche, and or if I don't, I can't go to this person, or I can't see this person. First of all, yes, you can. There's not a law saying you can't. And second of all, they don't, as we've already talked about today, they don't have the power to tell you what to do. They just don't. Make your own decision. All right, real quick, hit that like button if you haven't, guys. Appreciate it. Whatever platform you're watching it on, whether it's Facebook, Rumble, YouTube, Cloud Hub, you name it. One of the other platforms that we send this over to. Please do hit that like button. Please engage. Please subscribe if you have not already. Make sure that you are still subscribed if you have before, because as I highlight all the time, but I have to highlight, these people like to unsubscribe you without you knowing it. It's a fun little game that they play. So please do that. Make sure that you, if you're listening to the podcast, we'd be so grateful. I don't want to say make sure. We'd be so grateful, I should say, if you would give us a like over there, subscribe to the show, give us a nice review. All of that helps push back against the algorithm. Today's episode is brought to you by MyPillow. A lot of you have it. A lot of you need to get more or get your first. They've got amazing pillows. They've got amazing mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets, blankets, pajamas, you name it, moccasins, dog beds. They're adding stuff all the time. Great American company. The best part is it helps support the show. It helps a great American company, and it helps you sleep better at night. There's literally, it's wins across the board. You can save up to 66% by using promo code Drew. Again, that's up to 66%. By using promo code Drew at MyPillow.com. So speaking about vaccines, last little thing we'll touch on here, and then we'll dive into questions and comments, and we'll just go for a while, and we'll have some fun. But speaking about these vaccines and mandates and all the other crap that this administration is routinely trying to shove down our country's throat, Jen Psaki was talking about it, and specifically talking about how Texas and others were pushing back, in this case, Texas, pushing back against mandates. But she needs to read the 10th Amendment. She won't. Trust me, she won't, but she should. I'll try and pull up this clip here, because she gets into a spat with this person. Anyways, take a listen. We'll play it, and then we'll talk.
Going back to Texas, what is the president's message to businesses in Texas? You mentioned several of them who are based there.
Yeah.
When it comes to what the federal guidance is now, and now with the state executive order, what would the president say to those companies as they're determining what they should be doing right now for their vaccine mandates?
Well, we know that federal law overrides state law. I would note that earlier when we put out our guidance on the president's announcement about mandates several weeks ago, it made clear that, again, as I said earlier, requirements are promulgated pursuant to federal law and supersede any contrary state or local law or ordinance. Additionally, nothing in this guidance excuses noncompliance with any applicable state law or municipal ordinance. We put out guidance several weeks ago conveying that clearly. But fundamentally, beyond the legal aspect, which is unquestionable in our view, the question for any business leader is, what do you want to do to save more lives in your companies?
All right. So we'll get into that real quick. I wanted to say, so sorry to you, Randy, for losing your cousin. That's awful news. Thoughts and prayers with you. Awesome audience member, awesome person, someone who engages all the time. Feel for you and your loved ones, everyone who's affected by that. But to Jen, getting back on point here. First off, it's not a law. So let's nip that in the bud right away. If we're getting right down to it, what we're talking about here with OSHA, the Department of Labor, all this stuff, it's not specifically a law. But secondly, again, as I mentioned before the clip, read the Constitution, girl. I know you don't want to, and again, I know that you won't, but that's not how it works. Here's what it says, okay? I'll read, this is the 10th Amendment of the United States of America. We're still the United States of America. It doesn't really feel like it, but we are. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Or in simple terms, the 10th Amendment or Amendment X of the United States Constitution is a section of the Bill of Rights that basically says that any power that is not given to the federal government is given to the people of the states. I.e., if something is not in line with the Constitution, which most all of these mandates are not in line with the Constitution, it can't be done. If it is in line with the Constitution, then that's a different story. They can force some things down the federal level. But again, rest assured, what is happening right now in this country by this administration and their proxies and the media and big corporations and what have you, it is not. It's just simply not. Now, nothing is actually simple, and it's not as simple as just saying, here's the law, we should follow it, because, I mean, hell, we don't even follow our own laws anymore. Look at the border. Look at San Francisco, all these big cities. You can steal up to this amount. Just don't go over that, and we'll consider it a pass. We'll give you a pass. It's insanity. And I hope that we get back to the point where we actually follow and enforce our laws. And if you don't like a law, then you draft a bill and then people vote on it and determine whether or not we're going to go this way or that way. Right, where we are, we just forget the Constitution. We say we like it, but we're going to do everything we can to abandon it, ignore it, and or change it. And we say we care about our laws and our people, but we're not going to enforce them. I just don't get how they get away with it. I don't get how the other side sees that and is okay. I know there's some that don't. There's some outspoken folks who have very different thoughts than us. There's the Bill Maher's of the world. There's some other folks in the entertainment industry, some other athletes who are like, hey, you guys are going insane here. Stop it. You're giving the Republicans ammunition. And they are. But then there's the other group who's just not awake at all. And it's craziness to me. It's craziness to me. Upchuck, again, thank you so much for the donation. We appreciate it. Guys, you can donate to the show via Super Chat. You can do it on Rumble with Rumble Rants. All those are fine. We're so appreciative of any and all methods. You can go to drewberkwist.com. It cuts out the middleman more than anything. Click the support button. That is a great way to do it as well. If you hit certain thresholds, you'll get mentioned on the show and get producer credits. If you want it, you can go use it, put it on your resume, whatever you need. All right, let's get to some, it's Friday, it's Booze and Banter. So let's get to some questions and comments. Again, reminder for those folks who are here for the first time, this is kind of how we wrap up our week. We go over a story or two, and then you just send questions and comments in. We have a good time going through it. Whiskey Rebel, Drew, any thoughts on over on Rumble on Molly Hemingway's new book, Rigged, detailing Zuckerberg's $419 million Zuckerbucks 2020 effort to infiltrate and corrupt local election offices in Dem cities and swing states. So I haven't read any excerpts of it yet. I know that it's coming. I'd like to, and we'll maybe do an episode on it this week. But look, I will say this. It is a very real problem, and it made a very real impact in this election, this previous election. And I'm certain that it will moving forward. Hopefully that there's, I think it's 16 or 18 states that have done some actually pretty decent measures, put some decent measures in place to push back against corruption. Is it going to stop it all? No. And here's what's going to happen too. Because Republicans are dumb. I am one. Really, all of us are dumb. The Americans are dumb. We've let ourselves get to this point. So clearly we're not acing all of our tests, but we tend to focus on, okay, this is that, and this is how the intel community was, the military was. We tend to focus on this issue. Right now we're focusing on fixing the problem that already happened. Well, we're trying to fix that. The Democrats have moved here and are going to attack elsewhere. They're not going to do the exact same thing again. They will in some areas. They will try, but they're going to, while you're focusing here, they're going to come over here, and that's where it's going to bite us in the ass again. So hopefully you can fix things like Zuckerbucks, and you can fix things with Dominion. You can fix things like that, and you can, again, make local sexy and focus on the state level and the local level. But they're going to come at it. They're going to come at it with some different tactics. That's just how they do it. Lindy Cat, you're right. I'm old enough to remember having a conversation over there when the news was the news, reported without bias, simply telling the story. I tell you what. So it's not an interesting story, but I'll tell it anyways, because it's Booze and Banter, and it's literally called This Is My Show. So we've thought of, and we might do it, and if you take this idea, then I'm going to be upset. But we've thought of doing a site that is literally just that again. No, just who, what, where, why, when. Let us know what your thoughts on it, because we've thought of doing it, and we thought of marketing it and pushing it that way, because it's so important. Here's the problem with it, though. I came into digital media right as the 2016 election were going on, and obviously things got crazy at that time with Clinton and Trump, and it became, no matter what you were going to talk about, we were originally starting some stuff just to focus on national security, more niche stuff, counterterrorism stuff, law enforcement, military, you know, all of that stuff. The problem is no one cared, because unless you were talking about Hillary or Trump, no one was going to read it, no one was going to listen to you, no one was going to watch your video. So it would be great to get back to the point where there was just a source or two that was just news. There's some that claim they are now, but then they'll throw their bias and slant in there. They'll throw an opinion piece in there, say, no. It needs to be just straight news. And then let people add in the pieces around it. Do a little bit of basic research. I know that's hard for people to take the time to do that, but Foster over on Rumble says, I think the states are just waiting for the mandate to be formalized. The 10th Amendment gives them the legal authority to sue for overreach. This could go to the Supreme Court. That would be great. That would be great. We'll see. I hope you're right. All right. Demolition, could you imagine Jen being your mom? No. No, I can't. I just can't. That's too much for me. That's too much for me. Good thing there's a beverage here on my table. By the way, let us know what you're drinking. Do hit that like button wherever you are. Okay, gonna scan here for some questions. Keep them coming in. Lots of F Joe Biden. Lots of let's go Brandons. Lots of telling Jen to piss off, basically. We'll say that. Okay. The country is already divided. Wake up. Biden stopped the communism. On that right, you were told me to... Oh, that's right. You told me to say that. They don't care about the American people. Well, picking up on Vicky's comment here, the country is already divided. Going back to what Joe said, we can't be divided. And I'll focus on the last part. I read that comment oddly. I've got a microphone kind of covering part of that panel there, but she said, "You don't care about the American people," referring to Joe. And I would say you're absolutely right. We talk about it all the time. And it's not just Joe. It is the DC swamp. It is the DC machine. It is the elite machine, whatever you want to call it. And that includes people on our side. That includes plenty of rhinos, establishment types. That includes the McConnells of the world. That includes the Lindsey Grahams of the world. There's some people who will have some great sound bites, do some things, but they don't care. They don't care. They never have. Because here's the thing. If they did, we'd see change. We would feel it. But we never do. We never do. The politicians care about the politicians. They care about their seat. They care about their job, their livelihood. They care about their paychecks that are getting shoved in their pockets on the side. They care about all this stuff. And look, to an extent, I can't blame them. I wouldn't do that. I don't encourage it. I don't support it, any of that stuff. But you can see how it gets there. You can see how someone like Nancy Pelosi has been in office for 34 years. Because there's power and there's money. You're making $170,000, $180,000 a year, but you've got $100 million in your account because of all the other stuff. You can see how you wouldn't want to leave that. And the feeling of prestige and power. You can see how Maxine Waters, who's been serving since about like 1700, since we, post 1776, but we'll call it the late 1700s. Because there's power, there's money, there's influence. So I get it. Lindy Cat, how's your friend from Afghanistan doing? Thank you for asking. So Shafi, my former translator, he's here in America. He's safe. He's being processed still, going through some steps. We're hoping, the timeline changes. When you get NGOs and the government involved, you've got two typically inept groups working together, which doesn't work. So the process changes literally every day. We'll see if we have an update here. Nope, there's no update. Sometimes there's some afternoon updates. But we've been in communication almost every day. And it's going. It's going as well as it can, and hopefully we'll have him here for the holidays. I was hoping he'd be here to trick-or-treat with the kids, but I think certainly by Thanksgiving, we'll have him here, and we'll be sure to introduce him to you guys. Again, thanks for asking. Randy, you're so welcome. Definitely we'll say a prayer for his family. That's a tough go. And again, guys, it's a good point because we have people who come in all the time and troll and or argue. Maybe they're not quote-unquote trolls, but they come in just for the sake of arguing. And they think that the mindset here, and they do what's lazy, and everyone does, is they lump everyone into one bin and assume everyone thinks this way about things. Look, I can't speak for everyone in the audience. We have people at multiple platforms all over the world watching and listening. But the general consensus for the show and for our audience, and certainly my view, is this has always been real. I've had it twice. It sucks. I still can't smell that well, almost not at all from last June when I got it the first time. So it's very real. It's very real. And there are people who tragically pass away from it. Lots of them, most of the numbers are wrong. And these were folks who sadly were going to die anyways. They were dying or they had some severe underlying condition. But there are people who just got COVID and just unfortunately didn't make it, which is the case with lots of other viruses, lots of other diseases. So I never am discounting what it is and how it can be awful for people. But again, when 99% survive it and do just fine with it or more fine with it, those are still pretty good numbers. And we can't stop the economy. We can't stop the country. We can't stop our way of life for a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent of the population, as sad as it is. And then when it comes to the vaccine on it, again, we never, someone was saying this, you're being a pansy for not taking a stance on it. I do have a stance on it. My stance is it's not for me. But I also don't tell people not to do it. I think that there should be more research on it. People will say there's been plenty of research on it. That's not true. There's plenty of people even within Pfizer and the vaccine companies themselves who are saying there's not enough research on it. But my biggest issue is, and always is on all things, is I'm about America first, above party, above officials, individuals, candidates, whatnot. And you try and mandate something on someone, and not just someone, but 331 million someones, and I have a huge problem with that. And I won't do it. I won't stand for it. Mudcat, they can't mandate a shot. They can mandate a shot, but not voter ID to secure our votes. Exactly. Because they think that you're dumb. Not just you, everyone. They really don't care. And there's no level they won't stoop to in pushing out these plans and pushing out these ideas to further prove it. But they get away with it still because there's so many people who are like, oh yeah, well that makes sense. Like, even though 80% of America agrees, it's one of the most bipartisan issues we have, agrees that you should have voter ID to vote. Crosses both aisles. People in the Black community, who the Democrats always like, we're speaking for the Black community. You've done nothing for the Black community. You always come up and say stuff every 4 years and talk about how you're going to make things better, and then you make them worse. And somehow this system, this cycle perpetuates, but you've done nothing. But even most of them say, yes, we understand. We need a license to drive. We need a license to fly. We should damn near need use a license to vote. It only makes sense. John 11 Bravo, as federal employee, we are mandated by November 22nd. No word what will happen after that. Very few exemptions we've heard. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I've got lots of friends who I talk to all the time who are still in various services, various components of the government, the intel community, what have you. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There's some lawsuits. We pushed one, a Give, Send, Go campaign a couple weeks ago. That was helping push back against that stuff and trying to raise funds for the legal support to push back against it. And it's going pretty well. But there's the problem is it's so big. There's so many employees and contractors. There's so many issues. And the government is so big. And they've got so many people on their side. So it's like fighting Facebook and YouTube. Like, it's clear that YouTube has gone after us. We've literally lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so many millions of views, you can't even come up with the number. But it's almost impossible to fight them because they're Google. And it's going to be a real similar process. And I hope I'm wrong. And I think they have a better shot on the government side. I think you have a better shot on the government side. But it's going to be a similar process of it's a David versus Goliath thing. And I know it's a bad example because David wins. And we will collectively, on the whole, with all of these issues we're facing, win in the end. I feel 100% confident about that. But in terms of these skirmishes, these battles that are happening right now, which are very real and very impactful for people like yourself who have a job that pays you, takes care of you and your family, it's a stupid, ridiculous situation. I hate it. I hate it for everyone who's going through it, you included. Tyler James, you know how you can tell Drew's a conservative? He's a good person, isn't afraid to show it. Thank you, brother. Thanks for being here again today, by the way. Look, I wear my emotions and my thoughts on my sleeve. I give you exactly who I am. I like to think that I'm very fair and reasonable. I also won't tolerate BS from the other side. I'll call it exactly what it is. And the people who are so committed to some of these radical, crazy ideas, of course, are never going to stop and say like, oh, yeah, you're right, because they're brainwashed. They're lost. But normal people, we can have some great conversations. And you're of course one of them. Glad you're here. Mudcat, DC isn't going to be pulling people over for traffic violations. I hadn't heard that. Doesn't surprise me. Well, I'll look into it. What doesn't surprise me at all. You know what though? When I lived there, and God, that was a rough time. I just am so glad we're not there anymore. And we, the last place we lived when we were in the Northern Virginia area working for the intel community was Loudoun County. So you can imagine how gleeful we are to not be there with our kids right now. We'd be homeschooling them anyways, but man, it's crazy. But DC driving through there, the amount of tickets I'd get from those damn traffic cameras, because you're not supposed to actually drive the speed limit, right? Like you fudge some of those rules. I would get those sons of bitches in the mail. Man, piss me off. All right. James, most of the good people are conservative and think rationally. I think there are people who are moderate on the other side who definitely are too. The problem is always, I think you're right, that generally speaking, and that is why we are where we are, right? Like if we're being honest with ourselves, our side has always been too kind. The other side claims they are kind while doing devious things. And then we say, no, that's not true. They push back and they say, no, it's you. You're the awful person. And then our side just cowers. But there are some, the problem is there's literally like three moderates left in the world. And they're reasonable people who you can sit and have a drink with around a fire, shake hands at the end without throwing someone into the fire. but everyone listens to the really loud people on both sides, and particularly on the left. They're the loudest, and they have the biggest voice because of big tech, because of the mainstream media and everyone who supports them. So it seems like they're majority, but they're not. They're definitely not. And that's the tricky thing right now. It's a tricky thing. Congress is exempt, and their staff and the courts, mail, there's actually lots of people who are exempt talking about the vaccine mandates. All right, cruising the comments. Helen, thank you so much for the kind donation. We really appreciate it. Again, guys, it goes a long way. I know some people can't. That's fine. Just being here and engaging helps a lot too. Some people can, and we're grateful for it. Some people can sometimes, not all times. No matter how, no matter when, we're grateful. Lois, I won't be forced to get a shot. You shouldn't be. It should be your choice 100%. And whatever that choice is, I support it because it's your choice. Whiskey Rebel, DC City Council went nuts when their traffic cam revenues dropped by $7 million because people started obeying the speed limits. They didn't care about safety. They just wanted a cash cow. Man, it was. So people started following the rules? What's up with that? Hey, Gang of Four, good to see you. Glad you're here from New Hampshire today. Glad you're here as always. It's always fun to hang out and chat. Okay. Mudcat, that's the problem. Republicans never, all caps, put Democrats on defense. 100%. And here's the thing. They will. Here's when they will. And then some people are okay with it. They go along with it. Is something will happen and someone will say, we're going to have a hearing. And they go and they grandstand. There's this political theater that happens. And two to four congressmen or senators, depending on which house it takes place in, have some great sound bites. Sounds so harsh. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to fix this come hell or high water. And then once that sound bite's done and it's put up on Twitter and it's put up on Instagram and it's put up on Facebook, they're done. They go have a drink with their Democrat buddies because all these people take care of each other. And it's over. We never have the balls to do anything. And the one time we did, whether people like him or not, is when Trump was in office because he was not a part of the system at all. And that's why everyone, including the media, hates him so much. Some people hate him for different reasons too. That's fine, whatever. But they hated him because he shook the system up so much that they didn't know what to do. He's a bull in a china shop. Like, okay, hold on. He just did what? And by the time you finish that sentence, he's done something else where it's like, that's not how we play this game. But that's how he played it. So someone's got to look again. You can like the guy, not like the guy. Someone's got to have balls like the guy. Hey, Mr. J, good to see you. Alan, we need to learn how to play their game. We do. Look, we talk about it all the time. It is, and when I please take this within reason here, but the time of being decent to these people is over. That time is over. It is. We have to learn how they play, be steps ahead of them, be willing to play dirty. Not talking about breaking the law, but be willing to play dirty and get the job done because our republic hangs in the balance. We're not talking about just an election or just a series of elections or just this particular season. We're talking about literally the fate of our country. So you can either play like a bunch of pussies or you can sack up. Get some UFM underwear. You're going to need it if you're sacking up. And then go and push back and do the right thing. Mike's Harder Lemonades for Kimberly. All right. Hey, I respect whatever. Judy's drinking water. You're probably the smartest person here. All right. Scrolling down. Please do hit that like button again, guys, or hit that like button rather if you have not already. Don't hit it again because it will undo it. But Helen, Drew, all this nonsense is going so far. Do you think our guns will be next? I think that they are coming for them. How much momentum and how willing they are to push on it is to be determined. We already know that the CDC is starting to look into it, calling it a health pandemic. Which is, of course, absurd, and the CDC should have nothing to do with it whatsoever, like not even remotely. But I do think it's coming, but I also think they know that they're trying to get more through, and they are. They're getting more through right now and changing parts of this country faster than ever before. But they also know that we are not Australia. And I think they know that if you do this, if you go for firearms, you go for the Second Amendment, you try and take that and disarm the people, it's not going to go well. Literally, it will be war. There's a maybe more than a handful, but there's certainly a handful of things, and nothing lights that tinderbox that we are as a country right now on fire faster than going after firearms. It just, so I do think they're going to try. I think they're going to be measured about it because they know that it ends. And they want power. They want control. They can't have power and control over everyone if they're fighting and ultimately losing, because they will, because the firearms are all on our side. But Tyler James, are the soldiers going to be discharged too if they refuse the vax? That's what they're saying, at least in the Navy. We ran an article today on drewberquist.com that they are talking about doing that. And what's unclear, but likely, not certain, so I don't want to say this with certainty, is that these sailors could potentially lose their pension and all their benefits that they've been in there. So we'll see. I don't know. Royal, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks for the comment. Thanks for being here and listening. Carlos, everything is nice, my friend. Thanks for being here. All right. Pelosi's the drunk crypt keeper. No costume necessary. Yeah, I mean, give her a couple Chardonnays and, like, yeah, she's good to go for Halloween. She's good to go. All right. Upchuck, Drew, have you had the opportunity to operate the FN Scar? You know, I did a ways back, but I don't have a lot of time on it. So, but again, I do. I think you've asked about FN before. If it wasn't you, someone did here recently. I do like some of the FM systems. So, I don't have enough time on the Scar to say one way or the other. It was never one of the weapons that was assigned to me or that I carried. So. But if you're getting one, have fun. Have fun. It's a good time to do it. Invest in brass, people. Demolition, my cigars I bought through Mammoth Nation arrived today. My wife's going to be pissed. Enjoy one for me. Yeah, I don't get to do my afternoon. I'm not complaining. I don't get to do my afternoon cigar today because I'll be heading out to take my bride on her birthday date and having a fun night. So you enjoy a cigar for me. I won't be having any sticks today. But I'm so glad that you joined Mammoth Nation. And again, guys, you can do it. Just a shameless plug here. Great people, great American company. They're doing an awesome initiative right now where they're starting to highlight school board candidates. We talk about making local sexy. They're highlighting school board candidates who are pushing back. You know, it's one of these things that people don't vote in those elections that much. How many times have you personally, think about it. Maybe you're, I'm assuming too much. But how many times have you gone down, focused on the federal elections, maybe some state ones, and then you get to these other ones, like, I don't know who this person is, when a school board, this, that, and the other, and you don't do it. You don't do it. You don't fill it in. Or maybe you mail it in and at least just do the Republican. But people don't pay attention to that level, and we're seeing right now how important that level is. Anyways, all that to say, Mammoth Nation's doing some great things. They're starting this initiative to help highlight candidates who are running and supporting where they can within the confines of the law. Those people. So you go and you get awesome discounts on products, services, all that kind of stuff you're already paying for. And then those proceeds go to supporting awesome initiatives like this. So go do it. It's mammothnation.com. You can use promo code Drew to save 30%. Okay. Getting back, you can see how far behind I am because Randy has a comment here about his cousin who tragically passed away from COVID. I believe my cousin would have survived if he didn't have the immune issues. Exactly, Drew. Yeah, probably so. Probably so, but I mean, awful still. Awful still. Okay. Have a lot of fun, Drew. You guys deserve it. Lindy Cat, thank you so much. There's not a lot of time for fun in this crazy schedule, this crazy world. So I am excited about it, and I appreciate that. Thank you. All right. Cruising the comments. A lot of people liking Ted Cruz. He is good. Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, and the Declaration of Independence are constitutional answers to where we find ourselves today. There's a lot of answer. Yeah. Yes. So I'm just going to say yes. Michael, something weird is happening lately on YouTube. Been seeing a lot of thumbs up and no thumbs down. Where are all the trolls doing their bidding? Who knows? Who knows? Couldn't answer that question. You never know what's going on behind the scenes there. I'll tell you this, they're still suppressing the hell out of us, you know, where we do hundreds of thousands of views per episode. We do several thousand views per episode when we're lucky, in fact, on YouTube, across the board and in different areas. We still have some success, thankfully, but YouTube has gone after us hardcore. So has Facebook. So the big ones definitely have. I don't know what's going on with that, though. I don't know about the MLB commissioner, Mudcat. Good question. I've honestly not paid any attention to MLB this year. I just haven't. I'm not a big boycott or cancel culture person. I do watch some of the other sports because sports are who our family is and what's mattered to us growing up. But after the All-Star fiasco and all of that and the voting bill in Georgia, I haven't paid much attention to the Twins suck. So I haven't paid attention to that or even any of the political kind of fringe stories that are going along with it. So I don't have an answer for you there. All right. Hispanic Tennessee congressional candidate Robbie Starbuck. I know Robbie, good guy. Took 200 supporters to the Texas-Mexico border this week. I think he's going to do great. I have high hopes for Robbie moving forward in his race, and not just his race, but in his career. I think he's going to do great. He was on, it was either last night or the night before on Tucker as well. So great for him. Good guy, family guy. If you're in Tennessee, you want him. You want Robbie Starbuck representing you. Scoop Dog, maybe I'm coming in on a conversation, but I just see him throwing ivermectin out there. We talked a lot about that yesterday. With regards to Joe Rogan and all that. So, look, call it what you want. If something works, my problem with everything is everyone, again, assumes that all Republicans are far-right conspiracy theorists. Not even remotely true. That all Republicans are Trump supporters. Most of us are, but not all of them are. That all Republicans are this, that all Republicans are that. And it goes the other way, too. Not everyone is a radical socialist or communist douche like some of these people that you see on the other side. A lot of them are now. That is more the case on the other side right now. But everyone assumes, oh, it's not for that. And people have said it's not for COVID, even though there's tons of success and track records that prove otherwise with it. But it's because they want the other. And instead of pushing the other and saying, hey, this works, but so does that. So do whatever works for you. It's very, very clearly about money and having to be about this and about control, so having to be this, when in fact, like almost everything in life, there's usually multiple ways to get to the end of this. Foster, what are your thoughts on Herschel Walker's chances in Georgia? Here's my concern. Republicans have blown things in Georgia so much over the last year. Obviously, we've known that. I don't think Trump has done an amazing job in Georgia over the past year. I'm not hitting on Trump. I like Trump. But I think that the way that he and others, and I think that Powell and Wood hurt things too, telling people not to vote and or saying something that alluded to that and making people feel that way, whatever the case might be, wherever you stand out, that doesn't matter. Point being is that and some of the other things that happened in Georgia at that time, and then even at the rally since, My gut tells me that he can and will do fine because he's a football legend there. He's a good guy. He's a recognizable guy. But at the same time, some of the people who are behind him have kind of got a stain on them from this past year, from our party. So I don't think it's a shoe-in, I guess. I'll say that. I don't think it is. Thank you, Helen. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Manny loved Joe Rogan. He certainly handled Sanjay. He sure did. He sure did. And then Sanjay went on Don Lemon's show, who, by the way, sounds like there's more credence to a sexual assault case against Don Lemon, who portrays himself to be this fair, reasonable dude who's actually just scum. But he went on there and they talked about it and they bashed ivermectin again. And Sanjay was like, Don was like, we'll treat you right here. We're not going to treat you fair. He's your colleague. Of course you are. And Joe wasn't unfair to him. Joe's the most reasonable, level-headed dude out there. They've pinned him as this hardcore conservative. He's not even really a conservative, guys. He supported Bernie Sanders at one point. So this is not like some MAGA person. This is just a reasonable, level-headed person that you can have a conversation with, and he's going to give reasonable responses back, And in this case, he's just saying, hey, how come you treated me like trash for taking something that's subscribed to humans all the time and that works? And that works even for COVID. CNN's ridiculous. It's an embarrassment. Absolute embarrassment. Brian, hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it, man. Glad you're here. We think we have a fun time, good setup, and we like to finish the week this way. So thanks again for being here. I appreciate it. Stormy, legal immigrants get a choice to get the jab. Yeah, exactly. Now, I will say this, not the Afghans coming in. They're getting so many shots right now. I mean, it's like if you've worked in the service or you've worked for the government and you've deployed before, you know what I'm talking about. It's just like a NASCAR crew shoving shit in there. So they're getting everything. My translator, Shafi, for example, had been vaccinated before. And I hate this for him, but I also, they vaccinated him again because they can't prove the vaccination from there and they have to check the box. So they're just literally moving everyone through there and giving them all the stuff. And they can't leave the base until they get it. So the people coming across the Southwest border, no, you get a choice and you don't have to follow any laws or rules. Welcome to America. But the other folks, even though there are folks, again, some of which who deserve really badly to be here, some more than Americans who are already here, and then some who don't, all of them at least are getting, they're getting chicken pox, they're getting measles, mumps, they're getting COVID. What else are they? I've listed three. It's a laundry list. It's a huge sheet. But it is crazy that you have to, that federal employees, that the people on the border working the border issue have to get it. But the people they're trying to keep out, that the government is saying, no, let them break the law and come in, they don't have to. It's utter insanity. There's no words for it. It befuddles me every time I start talking about it because it just literally doesn't make sense. Hey, Deborah Fisher, good to see you. Good to see you. Deb Muth, I don't know if it's Muth or Muth. I'm sorry, but thank you. Thank you. Glad to see you again as well. A nurse friend told me cases of leprosy have been seen in Los Angeles, says Jane Catherine Berry over on Rumble. Not aware of that. That doesn't sound good. I'd have to look into that. Scoop Dog, I just hate liars and bullies. Ain't about Trump. I agree. Look, and I tell our audience this all the time. I know there's some people here who are so diehard Trump. I voted for him. I would vote for him again. I like the guy. I think he did amazing things. And moreover, I think he was what the system needed. He shook that. He took that jug and just shook it up like nothing ever before. But I caution people not to just be all in on one person. Because again, that one person, even if he ran again, could only serve one more term. And that one person is just one person. So we've got to focus on getting more people that are going to fight like hell and reform the party and redo it on a much broader scope than that. It's got to be bigger than that. And it's not just about him. It's about the way that the Democrats want to take the country, which is down this communist path where everyone is equal, but the shelves are empty. You wait in lines for months for medical help, all of that. Or we can go where we were not too long ago and everyone's helping each other. All right. Really far behind on comments. Hey, Ting Ting, good to see you. I apologize. We probably won't get to all of them again. For those of you coming in late, it's my wife's birthday. I have to go be a husband at some point today. So I'll try and get through a couple more here, and then we'll wrap for the day. Scoop Dog, wish I could donate, Drew, but out of work at the moment with Vetsville. Hey, man, seriously, no worries at all. We love people like yourself who show up, watch the show, chat, engage, do all of those things all the time. By the way, everyone hit that like button if you haven't already. That goes a long way too. So there's so many ways to support it. We know that it's not right for everyone. And we bring it up more than we used to. But we get it. Like, I get it. Life's life. Everyone's got their stuff going on. And you got to take care of you and yours first. And if it works at any point, great. But we're just glad you're here. I don't get cigars. I like cigs, but not cigars, Scoop Dog. All right. Well, hey, to each his own. I can't. I've only had to do two cigarettes in my entire life, and it was for work, meeting with an asset. And man, I'm telling you, the headache. Keep in mind, it was unfiltered. It was an Afghan one. So probably one of the least healthy things I've ever done. I had a headache like crazy. Drew, I'm going to buy my first gun soon. What kind should I get? Gosh, there's so many, Jillian, there's so many ways to go. If you're talking about concealed carry, you know, I'd get, that's a hard question. There's just so many options. If you're talking about home defense, then it could be something different. It could be, we could be talking about a shotgun here. If you're talking about concealed carry, I love Glock and SIG. You could go like the Glock 43, the Glock 43X. I would go those over the Glock 26, which is also 9mm and short, but it's fat and a little bit heavier, more cumbersome. You could do the P365 over with SIG. There's some good options out there. You can email producer@redbeachmedia.com if you have questions. You know, I obviously can't give you legal recommendations, whatever, but I'm happy to provide some advice where I can. Okay. Stephen Anthony, happy birthday to your wife. Thank you so much. I will pass it along. I definitely will. Cigars are like pretend cigs, but you cough to death if you inhale. Yeah, you definitely shouldn't do that. Hey, Paul, good to see you. Glad you're here. Glad you are here. Have yet to see a communist country where everyone was equal at the top elite than the poor dirt, the dirt poor for rest, says Lindy Cat. Yeah, I mean, exactly. They say it's equality. They say we're going to give you this. Everyone's going to pay their fair share. Everyone's going to get the same. But really what it is it's more us versus them. And it's us versus them in the most extreme way possible, where the elite are just fine. They have everything they want. They're literally, they're people standing around their beds with caviar. I know some of you probably don't like that, but then everyone else is screwed and it's awful. I mean, literally it's, and I read this really interesting thing the other day. And you talk about like how it's never worked. It's never been successful and it's never been a good situation for the people anywhere it's tried. And that's true. It's 100% true. And we always say that, but keep this in mind. And I don't know why I'd never thought of this. It makes me feel dumber than I already feel, but the person, I think it was actually Michael Knowles over from Daily Wire who said it, but said, you got to understand that was never their intent. So we say it's always failed everywhere it's been, but that was, in fact, its goal was to break and utterly destroy the society and make that us versus them thing. So really everywhere it's been tried and instituted, it's actually been a success. Not for the people, again, not for the people, but it's sick what they're doing and it's happening right here and it's happening right now and it's awful. Randy, here's to you and your bride having an awesome night. God bless you both. Thank you so much. Again, really appreciate that, guys. Ordering a president by mail is not a good idea. That's a shirt, Helen. We might have to make that a shirt. Foster over on Rumble for you, Jillian, says the Smith & Wesson M&P. They've got some great ones too. I think if you go with Smith & Wesson, Glock, SIG, you can't go wrong. Go with a good company. Don't go with a lower price. You know, some people are like, this one's only, you know, $200 or whatever. You don't want to go that way. You don't want to go that way. Go reliable. Joe Rogan rocked it. Yes, he sure did. Man. All right. Cruising through to some last ones here. Again, please do hit that like button on the way out, guys. It helps a lot. Hunger Games with the Purge. That's basically what we're at here. But do hit that like button on the way out. We really appreciate being here today, commenting, engaging, all of that stuff. Like I say, and I say multiple times a show, and I say multiple times a week, it goes a long way to push back against these big tech tyrants who hate us with a passion. But we love you guys. We appreciate you being here. Hope you've enjoyed this time. If it was your first time, again, reminder, this is not how the show normally is. It's kind of just chaos, somewhat controlled chaos on Fridays for booze and banter. But Monday through Thursday, it's a regular episode every day, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then you can watch it back on any of the platforms out there. You can listen to the podcast on any of the major podcast platforms out there. So please do that. Please share. That goes a long way in helping as well. For now, we hope you have a wonderful weekend. Be safe out there. Be smart. Be free.